Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what happened to our sound, but that's what happened whenever you're in a rush. Things just seem to fall apart. But anyway, we're still going to proceed with the show, and we're going to play our anthem. How about that? So, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning into another episode of Blog Talk Radio with your host. This is Brother Seth, or Seth, I should say. I'm in that other mode. This is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. Again, this is the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. If you tune into this show accidentally, which some of you have done over the weeks, please note that any other shows is at a different time. Tonight we've decided to change, well, not tonight, but we've decided to change Sundays for the Booker Douglas Family and Friends Network. So if you tune in thinking you're going to hear something else, you might want to check us out at a different time. Tonight, on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, we will be having the Booker and Douglas Family and Friends Network. So I'm sorry to those of y'all that is used to calling on Sundays for another conversation, okay? But tonight, hopefully family is listening. Hopefully y'all are on time. We are going to proceed with this show. And like I said, we're going to first play our little anthem, because it's more than just an anthem. It speaks to what we are about, or what we want to be about. You know, by that I mean the theme song that says, "Ain't no stopping us now." That's what we want to be about, this family. We want to be headed towards something productive, informative, And more than anything, committed to the Father in everything we do and say. That is our goal. I know that's your goal. I can't imagine anybody's family having any other goals outside of ultimately pleasing the Most High with everything you do and think. So this is going to be our anthem that we play every single time. And I don't know why Blog Talk Radio dropped the ball, but normally it's supposed to be automatically plugged in to come in, but you know how automated things are. Sometimes they falter like anything else, okay? So I want to thank the family, for those of y'all that have tuned in early, that are already listening in the chat room, already on the phone lines. Remember, if you are on the phone lines and you have a question or comment, you have to press 1. I won't know otherwise. Again, if you're on the phone lines and you have a question or a comment, you have to press 1. Otherwise, if you're in the chat room and you have a question or comment, just put some question marks before your question and type in your question, hit enter, and I should be able to see that, okay? But tonight, y'all, we're in for a treat. Later on, Donna's going to join us, and I know everybody knows who Donna is. And then for later on this afternoon, we will spotlight the one and only Aunt Robbie Slaughter. So I know y'all think y'all know everything about Aunt Robbie, but there's a lot of things you don't know, and hopefully she's going to share us a lot of things that y'all have never even heard of about her. That's what this whole spotlight is about, sharing information about the elders in this family that no one knew, that we would just be able to appreciate them more, have a better knowledge of them, and for some of those younger people, they won't be such strangers, okay? Y'all know, I've said over and over and over, one of the things I hate is going to these different functions and we seeing all these older people and don't know who they are, what they've done, what they're about. And so that's what this show is all about. At least the second half is the spotlight and elder. So before I get too deep off into that, check out our anthem. This will be our anthem, everybody.
finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act.
Everybody, that is our theme song. While we're waiting on other people to join us, because I sent out a lot of invitations on Facebook late, and so while we're waiting on other people to join us, I'm going to play another little song that'll give everybody a little bit more time to come, and then we'll start the show. All right, check this out.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful,
faithful
is our God.
Is our God.
Yes, He is. Come on, say
faithful.
Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest. Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Faithful, faithful,
faithful
is our God.
y'all can agree with that one. But anyway, again, this is the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network. I'm Seth, and sooner or later here, Donna's going to be calling in, and she'll join me. And as a matter of fact, hold 1 second. Yeah, okay. Donna should be joining me any minute, and so we'll just talk a little bit, and she'll co-host with me, or host with me, I guess I should say. And then later on the hour, or even maybe a little bit before the hour, Aunt Robby is supposed to call in, and we'll interview our aunt, to us anyway, to some people else, maybe their sister or whoever, so I guess I should be careful with saying aunt. The one and only Reverend Robby Slaughter. How about that? So we'll interview her. And I know a lot of y'all, again, say, well, I know this about Aunt Robby. I know that about Aunt Robby. I really don't need to listen to her, but her interview. But the purpose of the show, everybody, is to bring out different things we don't know about our relatives, okay? They are our elders. Hopefully they'll live to be another 100 years, but most likely, realistically, they probably won't. And so this is just a way to have them on record, because these shows are archived. They will be on record just speaking their mind, sharing their life. And I know some of y'all may not be interested at all in that right now, but just remember, sooner or later, you may have a question, you know, about these elders. You may, you know, I know for me, sometime I could care less about it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just didn't care much about family history. And then other times I said, I wonder this, wonder that. And so this is for those wonder this, wonder that moments, okay? Simple and plain. Those of y'all that don't know who I am, I'm Irene's son. Irene is the daughter of Azalee and Caleb Booker, all right? And I'm one of her sons, okay? Later on, Donna is going to join us. I know everybody should know who Donna is, but just in case you don't, she is the daughter of Irene, which is, again, Azalee's daughter, all right? And Aunt Robby, obviously, is going to be the sister of Irene. That's, I'm saying that because everybody really don't know that. This is the Booker Douglas Family Friends Network, so we're going to get a lot of people that may be familiar with Aunt Naomi. They may not know much about Irene, or they may know much about Irene, but they don't know much about Aunt Robby. So this is why we have to keep saying this. I know some of y'all are thinking, oh, we know who you are. But you'd be surprised to know how many of these little nephews and nieces and cousins right around here that do listen. Trust me, they listen. As a matter of fact, let me just share some stats with y'all. Over 219 people have listened to these shows. And most of them don't listen to them live. They go after the fact and pull up these shows and listen to them. So just like you're listening to me right now, some of y'all are not listening to me live. You're going to be listening to me in the archives, which means after the show is over, you at some point are going to go to this website and click on blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones. You're going to go to that website. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/5_smooth_stones, and you are going to look up some of these old interviews, because God forbid something happened to anybody. I'm not trying to speak that out, and that's not why I'm doing the show, because somebody's going to pass. That's not what I'm doing. But I just feel like we need to know our elders first and foremost, and then later, after we've interviewed everybody in the family, everybody over 60, if I can put a number there, everybody over 60, then we'll probably interview everybody over 50. And after that, we'll probably interview everybody over 40. I just think it's time for us to get to know one another a little bit better. Then we'll just go down, down, down. Okay, after a while, everybody will have an opportunity to express who they are, what they are about, what they wish to accomplish, anything they have to say to family. And like I say, the only rule we have is that we just keep it positive, keep it upbeat, keep saying good things about, hopefully about yourself, because these spotlights on an elder, and later will be spotlights on anybody, because we're going to go down in age, as I just mentioned. But the spotlight is to for you to talk about yourself. You know, what is it about us, about you, that we don't know of value? Hopefully tonight, Aang Robbie will come on and share some things that a lot of us just simply plain old didn't know. You know, yes, we know she's been a minister pastor forever, seemed like, but there are some other things that have probably nothing to do with pastoring that we never probably had an inkling of. So hopefully she'll share that. And in the meantime, the first hour from now to 10 or 9:45, when she actually said she would call it 9:45, but from now to 9:45, hopefully y'all will not be so shy and call in with your comments, your upbeat comments, that is, call in with your announcements, call in with your just the different things you want to share with the family that's going to enrich this family some kind of way, either socially, economically, spiritually, emotionally, physically, even diet. And when I say physically, I'm talking about as it relates to the body. So this is what this show is all about. And I'm gonna just say this again, because I got a certain time frame in my head to keep asking family members to get involved. Now, why I know y'all are out there, because you can't get 200 people listening. Somebody is listening to these shows, and most of the time it's after the show go off, which is fine. It must mean you don't have time, or you're working these hours or something. And by the way, we are going to be switching this to Mondays, because we got a lot of people on Sundays. They have just, finished going to church. Some of y'all are at church right now. So I didn't want to put it on Monday, because I know a lot of the men in the family watch football, and I didn't want to conflict with Monday Night Football. So in the near future, maybe as soon as next week, we're going to move this to Mondays. Mondays 9 to 11, then we can get more people participating. So anyway, like I was saying, we need more people to call this show and even host this show. I've invited some of y'all for whatever reason. Several of y'all wanted to do it, but just whatever reason, it didn't happen. So let's keep trying to get other people other than Seth talking, interviewing the show. If y'all don't help me, it just won't work. It just won't work. If I feel like I'm just forcing something down your throat that you really don't want as a family, I'm going to have to just stop, because, hey, I shouldn't do that to you in the first place, and I shouldn't do that to myself, more importantly. So I just am trying to create something where we can talk to each other as a family. You know, so many times people think, oh, I don't care about you, they ain't this, everybody going about their own separate ways. I don't believe that, because I talk to some of y'all, and I know that some of y'all really have a genuine concern about your cousins, nephews, nieces, aunts, and uncles. It's just that we have our own lives, and we're extremely wrapped up into our own lives, our own children, our own selves, our jobs, our churches, and it's really hard when you have a family so big. I think I counted over 100 people in this family. I mean, just immediate family members, not talking about friends, just immediate. We're talking about Caleb and Azalee Booker's children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I counted over 100. So if you take that and you add our friends into that mix, you're going to easily be over 300. Easy, easy. Because we got friends and family that we occasionally bring to the old banquets we used to have. Well, not the old banquets, because we just had one, but we have friends that come to the banquets. We have friends that come to the picnic that Donna used to have in the summer. So we got a lot of friends that are interested in this family. So it's easily we can touch 300 people with this show. So the goal of the show is to just, again, help us network better. You need a network. I said it over and over and over every week. And I really hate talking to y'all this much. I really need to be answering the phone line, somebody calling in with a request, somebody calling in with a birthday wish, an anniversary wish, somebody calling in with a business idea. As a matter of fact, we're going to be instituting in the near future our Booker Business section of the show, where we feature someone in the family that has a business or is trying to get business, or even somebody that want to advertise somebody that want to advertise their business, somebody want to let us know of some jobs that are hiring, some positions that are available. Anything that is going to enrich the family financially, we put it under the section called Book of Business section of the show, okay? The Book of Business section of the show. And that'll be actually coming up shortly. But today, is you know, I just have a few little few announcements about that, but it will be coming very shortly, okay? So that's the Book of Business part of the show, and we'll talk about that a little later on, okay? But anyway, how's everybody doing? I don't ask that often, probably because I can't hear y'all talk from the back, but I really hope everybody's doing well tonight. I know it's a Sunday night. Some of y'all probably just got through watching the game and you're chilling there. Hopefully your team won tonight. And then others of you, I'm sure y'all have no clue, you have no concern about football. But I'm hoping whatever you're doing tonight, Sunday night, that you had fun. That's the most important thing. Life is too short for us not to be enjoying it. So, again, folks, I'm going to keep saying this and keep saying this every week until y'all call in and stop me from saying it, because we'll be talking about other things like anniversaries and meetings that the family is going to have, and where we're going to meet for this and where we're going to meet for that. And there's a new movie coming out. I'm looking for somebody in the family to go with me here, there, and here and there. Just a lot of people sometimes like to meet up with people and they don't want to go by themselves. Hopefully y'all will even call in and let us know about some good sales you run into. You know, everybody's always looking for a good sale or a way to save money. And then hopefully some of y'all call in with different things you're trying to sell. And again, if we do right with 300 people in this network, and I did the math, there is literally, this network has the potential of having 300 people. Again, I can just literally call out the numbers and show you how it's 100 people easy in our immediate family. Okay, and then our friends, we have lots of friends. If we do right by this show and call in and get involved, and you don't have to listen to the whole 2 hours. I know some of y'all have a life just like I have a life. However, you can stop by and just say, hey, just want to let everybody know, this is what's going on, that's what's going on, or, you know, just whatever. Like I say, if it's going to enrich the family some kind of way, financially, economically, or maybe there's something you learned or something you heard on the health channel, Dr. Oz or something, you just want to share with everybody that have high blood pressure or everybody that have diabetics or everybody, just anything you hear. That's what a network is for. We all come together and we share things that enriches us. Now, I'm telling you, don't wait for it to get really busy before you call. You are the person holding it up. You need to just call and just share and just get it out there, and people will know, and then they'll share. Probably we got a lot of people, because y'all talk to me, some of y'all talk to me in emails, and you do have businesses. You do have some things you want to get the family involved in. So please, please call in and get involved. All right? Now, I know we do have some people in the chat room. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please, before you type in the question, type in question by 3 question marks, then type your question. That way I can see. It'll stand out that you have a question for the host, and we'll ask that question. We'll answer that question, rather. And if it's later on, if it's when Aunt Robbie come on and you want to ask her a question, you can do that as well by, you know, again, typing those question marks, okay? If you're on the phone line and you want to ask Aunt Robbie a question or you got a question for us, press 1. And we'll bring you on the phone live, and you can ask her yourself whatever question or comment you got. All right? And again, y'all, please get involved. I mean, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to do this if it's just me talking. I know that y'all are listening, though. That's the encouragement. That's the only reason why I'm continuing to do these shows, because, you know, last week, we canceled. But it wasn't because of anything negative. It was just because it was New Year's. And so That's the only reason we cancel, because we have been getting a lot of people listening. For a new show to have over 200 listeners, that's pretty impressive. 200 listeners mean 200 times somebody have actually listened. And so that's important, especially Uncle Bud's show. That means if you heard that show, then you know about all the other shows that pursued, that came after his show. So just want to thank y'all for supporting us as far as that is concerned, even listening to the show. And, oh, by the way, please comment. Once you listen to the show and you like what you hear or you don't like what you hear, put a comment, type a comment. That way we'll know, you know, how you feel, and maybe you get some suggestions you can share with us that would help us do this show better. And I keep saying us, because it is us. I promise you, I have got better things to do than be trying to make this all about me. And I know in families this is a big, big, big issue, of this sibling rivalry. I know it's a big, big issue. We talked about it on the very first show. And to me, it's nothing more than demonic activity, this thing that has family, you know, fighting against each other, trying to keep each other down, trying to get the most glory, trying to see who do stuff first. I hope we don't have that going on, but I just know we do in the spirit. I just know we do. And I just say this to that. You know, in these days and times, you need a network. You got to have a networking. We don't have to be over each other's house all every day. We don't have to call each other every day if that's what you don't want. We don't have to. We can just simply come together every week and just talk on this network, just share little things, and then that be it. Now, hopefully you do go by and see your cousins and uncles and aunts and all that. Now, don't get me wrong. Hopefully you do that. But I'm just saying, for those that are just really strapped and you just don't have the time, you can always listen to your family over this network, okay? So, again, y'all, let us know who is hiring, okay? Let us know job postings you hear about. Let us know business opportunities. Some of y'all are investors. Yes, we got investors in this family. Let us know some good things to put our money in. As y'all have heard, I'm sure, about this big economic collapse of the U.S. economy, it's serious. It's serious, and we had better know what to do with our money if we're going to be a part of the people that's going to be lacking and in trouble. So, again, those of you that's in the family and you find yourself investment-minded, we're just simply asking you to share your knowledge. Call in and give some advice. Just talk no more than about 3 or 4 minutes. Just give your advice and be gone. That's all we need. If we can get everybody to call in and share whatever it is that they can offer information on. Some of you, is just all we need from you is just a recipe. Just a good recipe would do fine for some family members. Just something to cook. Healthy, and you know, that's going to combat a lot of the sickness that we have in the family. So this show is for that, folks. The first hour from 9 to 10 is for the classified section, some people might call it, where you just call in and you just learn about what's going on in the family, deals, you know, and like I say, I know we have birthdays out there, and I know we have anniversaries out there. We need to know. And we'll give you a number out. Family can call you and wish you a happy anniversary or Merry Christmas or if you celebrate Christmas or whatever. Okay? So that's, I know I keep saying it over and over and over again, and I'm going to keep saying over and over again until we all on the same page and we're participating. If for some reason I find myself saying it's another 3-4 weeks down the road and nobody's getting involved, even though y'all listening, then I don't really see the value in continuing. Okay, if you're going to listen but not get involved, but you are listening but you're not getting involved, we got to do better than it as a family, okay? So while I'm waiting for more to come, there's got some people in the chat room and on the phone lines. While I'm waiting, trying to give a little bit more to come, I'm going to go ahead and play a little rap. This is for the young people, okay? This is for our young people out there. They like something a little more spicy. So check this out.
Going Let's establish that he's Israel's king. So in Matthew 1:1 and on the 1:17, we see his lineage and trace way back in the time that legally he was fine in the Davidic line. And genealogically, he's still king of the Jews because the book of Luke exposes genetical clues to the true king. Though he didn't do it in the physical, he brought a new covenant, the freedom and the spiritual. And after some time, wise men from the east came looking for the newborn king in the streets. I know some of you dudes may cruise a forerunner, but Christ had a dude to use as a forerunner. Oh, your promoter don't cut it like John the Baptist. Right. You need publicity stunts, so you dating an actress. A real king got somebody bringing the news that his kingdom's at hand and they ain't fit to lace up his shoes. So tell me, who's anointing all these so-called kings? They all self-proclaimed, and man, that's a dangerous thing.
What? That's
Yeah. Okay. See, there's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yo, who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and raised on a scissor. Never got drunk, got high. King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's a real king and it don't matter. A king's a real shepherd dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Got a self-seeking player all about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah. Anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him rain later. He self-proclaimed king, bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes, but he's gone.
Okay, that was Who's the King. That's a little crazy. A lot of y'all young people might know him. He was featured at the Soul Train Music Awards. Him and, you know, they do that battling, rappers battle at halftime, or not halftime, but
doing after the entertainment. I hadn't watched the Soul Train Music Awards in so long, but anyway, Lecrae was featured on that rapping. That's we'll let that play in the background. That's but anyway, Lecrae did a very good job, folks. A lot of young people really was digging him, and he might be the number one rapper in the Christian world for sure, and rising star even in the secular world. And a lot of y'all might not care about whether or not to know this, but Lecrae is serious. That is one young rapper that I really recommend all of you young boys in the family, Josiah, Demars, Caleb, everybody else, Noah, I think Martin, and Matthew, and Marcus, and y'all may be interested in rap as well. I know I said it because at the last Thanksgiving dinner, y'all was rapping and going on. But anyway, check out Lecrae. He's pretty cool, pretty sharp young man. But anyway, let me go ahead and start this book of business section of the show. Again, in the future, I'm hoping some of y'all call in with your ideas, business ideas, that you want to share, investment ideas. Again, some of y'all got some information, even on insider trading, so to speak. Not the illegal stuff, but some of y'all are investors, and you know some stuff, know where to put some money at for those of us that have that kind of money. I'm not saying I do, but I will one day. But there are a lot of people in this family that can put lots of money in certain areas for investment reasons. Do that. Call in and share investment ideas. That's doing the book of business section of the show. Also, you know, jobs. Also, if you know of, there's a lot of little businesses going on. A lot of y'all doing a lot of little things. I've heard a little bit of this and a little bit of that from all types of people in the family. So that's the time to call in during the book of business section of the show. I know that's new to y'all because I just started talking about this today. So, but in the future, when you hear me talk about the book of business hour, that's time for you to call in with your ideas, suggestions, insider information, announcements, or whatever. And I guess I'll go ahead and be the first one now and start that with letting everybody know that Lockheed has announced that it is going to hire 2,000 people. You know, out of 2,000 people, it should be pretty easy to get a job. But they're going to be hiring 2,000 people. If you are interested, go to www.lockheedmartinjobs.com. www.lockheedmartinjobs.com. And you don't have to have experience for some of this, but some of it do. Some of these jobs are requiring some mechanical skills, but don't let them run you away because there are some that's not. So that might be something I might be interested in. Also, I don't think so, but we'll know. Anyway, also, for those of y'all interested, there is some hirings in my line of work. I work at the airport, and I've heard about some job openings out there for those of y'all that need jobs. And it's with American Eagle. American Eagle, and the way you have to apply with these folks is you got to go to www.aa.com. You have got to go to www.aa.com. You can't walk out to the airport. That's old history. You can't do that anymore. All right, now there are other jobs, so that's number two. That's the second thing I'll mention today. Again, I gave y'all Lockheed's website, LockheedMartinJobs.com, and then AA.com. Okay, go to those two places. They for sure are hiring, and decent pay. Now, here are some jobs that I'm going to talk about that I'm not that thrilled to tell y'all about because I found out the inside scoop at the airport, and they're not the best places to work, but if you find yourself with a few things on your record or something, and you need those really strict jobs, you have a hard time getting, check this out. There's three places you can call. I'm not going to give you all the websites. Y'all can just go to, you can just go and literally Google these, but you would just type in DFW and then the letters WFS,
WFS, which stands for Worldwide Flight Services, or you can just type in DFW, Worldwide Flight Services. I talked earlier to Donald Jr.'s sons about this. Hopefully they remember this information, but it's Worldwide Flight Services. I think one of them was interested in it, not to put them on Front Street, because it's a good job. I mean, you know, it's a decent place to work for. It's just that they take qualified people all the way up to people that's really qualified, all the way down to people that don't have much experience. That's why I'm talking about them. And also, it's a place called Service Air. Service Air. Another place that's hiring, Service Air. Service Air, I think. I don't know if they're serviceair.com, but anyway, Google them. Just type in DFW Service Air, okay? And then the third one at the airport, and I'm giving y'all quite a few jobs. All these people are hiring. These three people right here are hiring, and it's real easy to get on. AMR and Lockheed is a little bit of a challenge, but they pay very well with very good benefits, okay? And that is Prospect. The last one I'm going to give you is DFW Prospect. So for this Booker business section of the show, I've given y'all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different people, employers, that is for show hiring. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell whoever interested, okay? So anyway, again, I see there are some of y'all in the chat room, don't know who you are. And let me just say this real quick. Y'all don't have to register with Blog Talk. You don't. But if you don't register with Blog Talk, give them a name, any name. And not a phone number. I think they just want a name, if I remember right. Then you can use a name. It'll allow you to choose a name, and that's how we will see you in the chat room. So basically, all you have to do is go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, register, give them a name, any old name, and they'll make that your name in the chat room. And now you can chat and I can see what you're typing. But if you don't do that and you just click on the link that many of y'all got on Facebook, then you can't chat. We can't see what you're saying if you want to say something. So that is how you get a message over to me. And by the way, some of y'all got businesses, some of y'all got websites, some of y'all doing art, some of y'all doing music, some of y'all doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. This is a good way to advertise. Just simply register with Blog Talk Radio and come on the chat room and post a link to wherever, whatever you're doing. Hey, y'all, holler at me at my website. I got this art gallery, or I got this, or I got that. You know, it's all kind of folks got all kind of stuff. Advertise it right there in the chat room, and everybody will see it. And remember, these shows are archived. Archive, which means many people can listen. Many people can listen to the show even after we go off the air. So I noticed like I said earlier in the show, Uncle Bud was the first interview we had. He was the first person. I think there was only 13 people that listened to him live. It was very few numbers. But then when we went off the show, people start listening. Now that number is as high as 50. So 50 people have heard that interview with Uncle Bud and myself. So I know some of y'all just don't have time and you'll listen to this after the live show, and that's fine. That's fine. So those jobs I just mentioned, all of that is archived. So some of y'all won't listen tonight, but you'll listen tomorrow. So that's the beauty of the shows being archived, okay? And right now, what I'm going to do here in a little bit, I'm going to switch this over to Aunt Robbie. I'm wanting to hear from Donna. Hopefully she'll and there goes Aunt Robbie right there. I don't know where Donna is at. I know she was at church, and so sometime they wait a little late. So hopefully, Aunt Robbie, I'll see you. Just give me 1 second here. But Donna is going to join us at some point very shortly. She's at church. And she'll be calling us and helping me with this interview with Aunt Robbie. But again, folks, please, if once you come to the chat room, please register with Blog Talk Radio. Don't take but a second, and then that way you can text and give me suggestions or complaints or critiques. And like I say, the only one rule we have, keep it upbeat, keep it positive, all right? So I'm trying to think of everything before I get started with this spotlight on the elder, which is featuring tonight Reverend Robbie Slaughter. Otherwise, if I don't get this stuff in, I'll forget, and some of this is pretty important. So anyway, like we said, we're going to be doing a new thing, Book of Business section. Tonight I gave y'all five references, five job references, and I hope some of y'all call in with other type of business ideas, suggestions, investment ideas, just everything, okay? The family is too huge. It's too huge to not be profiting in some kind of way economically in all types of ways, not just know with jobs. Just it can be with all kind of ways. So y'all please call in next week when we have this Book of Business section and give us some feedback, ideas or something where the family can be enriched in the area of economics, okay? So what I'm going to do, it is 9:49 right now. And like I said, Donna is in church. I'm going to go ahead and open and start the interview with Amy Robin because I know she goes to bed a little early, and we get to find out different things about Amy Robin. By the way, those of y'all in the chat room, if you want to ask questions for Amy Robin, again, you've got to register with Blog Talk Radio. If you're on the phone lines and you got a question or a comment, simply press 1 on your phone, and that's like your hand will go up. And I'll know that you want to ask Aunt Robbie a question or a comment, okay? So I'm not going to hold up any longer. I'm going to go ahead and just jump right into the phone line. I think this is Aunt Robbie. Eric code 817-625. Is this Aunt Robbie?
Yes.
Okay, Aunt Robbie, how are you doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm so glad you called. I appreciate it. I know you say you was going to call, but sometimes things come up, and I'm just glad to have you on the show. Finally, I mean, we've interviewed, I guess, 5 or 6 people, and I was hoping that I was going to interview you really last. I was going to try to get everybody out of the way because I know the family is big, and you got probably, you and Aunt Naomi and Mama have more kids and grandkids than anybody, so I knew that more people want to hear. So I was trying to get people in first that, you know, we don't know that much about, so they can, you know. But that's okay. We'll go ahead and do this show now because, you know, that's the way it happened. So I first of all want to, again, thank you for coming on the show, and I do mean that. Also, I want to just let everybody know, because we do this with every single person we interview, we just say again who you are in relations to Azalee and Kayla Book. Now, I know it's ridiculous for me to say that you are their oldest daughter, but you'd be surprised to know. I was talking, I ain't going to mention their name, but I was talking to a cousin, and they didn't know who Aunt Robbie was. And they was over 12 years old. So, no, I ain't going to mention no names, but everybody don't know exactly who Aunt Robbie is that's listening to you right now. So I just want you to introduce yourself to those who don't know. I'm sure 99% of people know who you are, but introduce yourself as you relate to Caleb and Azalee Booker, please.
I am the firstborn of Caleb and Azalee Booker. I was born in Caldwell, Texas, June 14th, 1933. So you've already figured that out, that I'm 78 years old.
Wow.
I am the mother of 6 children. My oldest child was born in 51, and my last child, my youngest son, Breck Lowe, was born in 68.
Okay. I didn't know that. 51 and 68, huh?
That's my oldest and my youngest.
I
have 5 boys and 1 girl.
Okay. Okay. Well, and I just also want to say that you are my aunt, just in case folks don't understand what that means. This is also, I say it every show, I'm Irene's son. This would be, of course, Irene's sister, oldest sister. And Aunt Robbie, what I did is I put pictures of you, so you don't know this, but people are looking at this show on the internet, and they're actually looking at a picture. Let me see if I can. It's a picture of you and Mama and
all the sisters, y'all was at some singing event, and I think it was at your church. So you don't notice, but as you're talking, pictures of you kind of like on like a slideshow, in a picture of Big Mama with her sister. I forget what sister. Amy Omi told me which sister it was, but there's a picture of first there's a picture of Wesley Chapel. Then after Wesley Chapel, there's a picture of Big Mama. Then after that comes the sisters at this church. I'm pretty sure y'all sung one time at your church. And then the last picture is a picture at your in your backyard, the last event you had in your backyard with Bud, Uncle Bud and Dwight and Brother May, yourself.
I think that was my birthday.
Yeah. So those pictures are strolling as you talk, just so you know, because I don't think you have your computer locked into this. So while you're talking, they can actually look at those pictures, and if they register like I've been trying to get these folks to do, they can actually comment on the in the chat room and make comments, whatever they want to say. And then those on the phone lines, there's some people on the phone lines right now. I don't know who they are because I don't recognize phone numbers. I think one's the number I recognize here, but some of these numbers I don't recognize. So, but if they want to comment, they can press 1, and then you'll hear them ask the question or comment. But anyway, let me ask you this. I don't think I ever asked you this. I'm curious to know the answer to this. What is your favorite, who is your favorite minister?
What do you mean, favorite minister? I belong to the conference.
Like, who do you like? Who, what, like, everybody got somebody that they kind of like to hear. And no matter, even the preachers have people they like to hear from. They like to, I love this person's teaching. Who do you listen to? Like when you're in your own, doing your own thing, Reverend Robbie Slaughter listen to when you want to hear something?
I listen to Daystar, and there are ministers on. There are several ministers. I don't really have I don't really have a favorite. When they are preaching the truth, that's what's important to me.
Any of them you recommend we listen to?
I think Bill Winston is good. Creflo Dollar. Rod Parsley. And T.D. Jase, yes.
Okay. All right. See, that's one thing I didn't know right there. I didn't know that you listened to those guys. I would have thought. Well, I don't know why. That's why I say it's good to have you on the show, because when you say you're telling me the for show what you like, what you prefer, who is Reverend Robbie Slaughter? See, people have all these conceptions. See, I'm thinking you will be naming some AME people, but you listen to the very same people I listen to.
I listen to the gospel, the truth. I'm not a denominational preacher. I am an AME preacher and was an AME pastor until I retired in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen. I am a lover of the gospel.
Right.
And
right.
We got some tough preachers out there in the field, and If you're doing something, I'll listen to you. If you're doing something, just preaching is fine. But there are other things that God is requiring us. Like he said, I was in prison and you didn't visit me. I was hungry and you didn't feed me. And I was naked and you didn't clothe me. And the question was asked of his disciples, when were you in this predicament and we didn't do anything about it? Inasmuch as you've done it to the least of them, you've done it to me. So people that are doing something means a lot to me. And I listen to you.
Let me ask you this, Aunt Robbie. In your pastime, like if you could have your way, I know sometimes you got to go to town listen and you got to go handle that, but if you had your way in your pastime, what would you do in your pastime?
In my pastime?
Yeah.
In my pastime?
Yeah, like in other words, what's your hobby? Like,
if you can just, if you had it your way, like I said, you probably have to get up, you probably have to go pay bills. That's something you probably don't want to do. Everybody don't like doing that. But I mean,
I don't have to get up and go pay bills. I go buy stamps and I'll mail them.
No, I know. No, I'm just saying some people have to get up and they have to go to work and they have to do this and they have to do that. But what would you do if you could just do what you want to do? What would you do? Like, for me, I'll just use me real quick because it ain't about me, it's about you tonight. But if I had my way, probably 50% of the time I'd be traveling. You know, if somebody else had their way, they might be doing something else. So what would you do? And I like studying. I like researching. I would do that, too. I like a lot of history. I love history. I probably study the Bible and all that. But, I mean, what would you do with your spare time if you had money to do it? I'm not saying you don't have money to do it, but I'm just saying what would you do in your spare time?
I really don't have any spare time. I find something to do every day of my life. And I don't understand people that don't have nothing to do. I find something to do every day.
You kind of answered my question. That's what I'm talking about. What do you do? Like, if people want to see, the reason why I'm asking you, because whatever people do when they in control of their life, that's the real them. When you have to go to work and you have to do this, that's not the real you. That's not the real me. That's not the real next person. But whatever you do that you want to do, that tells us, oh, that's what she really is about. So that's what I'm asking you. What do you like to do? Give us some ideas, some activities. Do you like to sew? Do you like to, I know you like, you just said you like looking at certain people on TV that's about something. That's one thing. Okay, do you like, shopping or traveling? I mean, what do you like in your spare time?
As I said, I do a lot of things. I go to the Senior Citizen Center just for a few hours. I go walk, and let's get my exercise, and I do things. I like to do lots of things. So when I'm around the house, I'm cooking and cleaning. And when I retired, my time is mine. I do whatever I want to do. But what I really want to do, and I keep putting it off because it's to write a book, because everybody tells me I have so much history behind me that they say that you ought to write. And some of them that do not know, I entered the ministry at 32 years old, and I totally committed my life to Christ. So some of you wouldn't understand that. I don't have step. I totally committed my life to Christ. And because he's been so good to me, I don't know of too many things that I really want to do, because God has allowed me to do several things.
Let me ask you this, and it's probably going to go down the same road you was about to say. You were saying coming up, who were some of the people that influenced your life?
Really?
The most.
People that, I don't know, as a child, and being the oldest child, I guess, you know, but there were some people some older people, some of them I can't even remember their names. Miss Tanner Hill, and I just several people
Your mentors were somebody local. You didn't have a lot of people. If you say, well, who was your mentor? They'll start quoting all these people. Everybody know these big name folks. You just liked a lot of common people. Sound like that touch your life.
Well, let me tell you something. You'd be surprised what people that God has allowed to touch my life. I, believe it or not, God has denied, I've been on television. I've been on the radio. For 1 week in 72, I think, I was on Good Morning America. And my musician was, as you, some people don't know I sing. I used to sing, but I can't sing like I used to sing. But my musician was Reverend Isaiah Thomas. And for 1 week, I was on Channel 5 on Good Morning America.
Oh,
then,
really?
But, I know that. That if for three or 4 years, I was on KHVN. I was the only woman on that Sunday school panel with Reverend Barry, Reverend Weathers, Reverend Langham, Reverend Kelly. It was five of us on the Sunday school panel on KHVN. Then God has allowed me to do concerts to help the college, Paul Quinn College. In the AME church, each church is assessed a certain amount to raise to help the college. So in my church, churches were small. So in order to raise money to help the colleges, I would do concerts. The Lord allowed me to bring some recording artists who were well known in our day, as young as you all are. Some of you don't, you never heard of them, but the O'Neill Twins.
Oh, I know about the O'Neill Twins.
I brought them to Texas twice and to do concerts to raise money for Paul Quinn College. There was a young woman, she probably never knew I was in the world, named Sheila Billings. I put on a concert to help her to go abroad. She was a student at Paul Quinn. And when my boy Eric, when Eric Lowe was at Paul Quinn, this girl was also attending there, but they were sending her overseas because I think she was a vocalist. But anyway, I put on this concert to raise money to help her. The Lord has allowed me to do lots of things, and one of the things I'm real proud of is the God allowed me to be the first black woman pastor to serve as chaplain at the county jail, and this information you can find in your Fort Worth library. Anything that you first black anything, it's recorded in your library, so you can find that in your library, and then. There is an organization that's in Stop 6 area called the Brotherhood Community Outreach Ministry. And when I pastored there, I organized a group of men, and it's still active. They're still active in what they do, this outreach ministry. They feed the hungry and clothe the naked, and they give a scholarship every year to some student, and they've been doing this since 1998, and they are still active. And I think Alvin Johnson, I think, is the president of that right now. But I organized that before I left St. James. And another thing that some of my nieces and nephews do not know, was, because I let my license expire, I am a graduate of Dixon School of Cosmetology. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, And I got my license in 1952. Then I tried to do some other things, like Fort Worth Technical School Institute, which is downtown, in 1956. The school closed, and the Lord allowed me to, while I was pastoring in Denton, He allowed me to attend the Texas Woman University for a season, just for, you know, I got a certificate, not a degree or nothing like that. I wish I could have, wasn't able, but it's so many things the Lord allowed me to do. And one of the things is with such a blessing, some of them just know me as Ain Robbie. But Ain Robbie pastored seven churches, different churches. And a lot of the churches were in trouble when I got there. But He allowed me to burn the mortgages on four out of seven churches. I pastored in Gainesville, Texas, for 3 years.
When you said you burn the mortgage on four, that's pretty good.
Four churches. Not bragging, but God has given me a track record. My daughter called me church wrecker, meaning she didn't mean to tear it up. She mean, you know, you know when your car break down,
uh-huh,
you have to pull a wrecker. So that's what my daughter called you, Mama, you church wrecker. You pull them in once they break down. And that's what I did for 40 years. I was in full ministry. And I'm still, the Lord allowed me to preach a couple of weeks ago. I'm retired from pastoring, but not preaching. And I'll probably be preaching until I die, as long as I have a voice.
I hear you. Let me ask you this, Ain Robbie. Now, that's a whole lot of pastoring, and I'm sure you met people from all over.
All over Texas.
Any regrets?
Oh, no. I never would have met some of the people that I have met had it not been for the ministry. And, I mean, God has allowed me to meet some people. And all of these people, that's why I say I'm not a denominational preacher. One of my best friends in a Pentecostal church. See? And I discovered something else. The God I serve is colorblind. See, I don't see color when it comes to the things of God. I used to go in McDonald's sometimes, you know, and I'd go in a hurry. I'd run in there and get me a sausage and biscuit and eggs or something like that for breakfast. And there was a beggar that sit by the door all the time. And he didn't know my name, but I found out who he was. But when I decided to witness to him, he disappeared. But a lot of times when I'd go in and he'd be sitting there, I figure he'd probably been sitting there all night. You know, you have people out there begging for a little change to get something to eat. When I'd order my breakfast, I'd order him the same thing I got. When I come out the door, I just handed it to him and kept going. I never allowed him to know who I was. That's another thing. You have to be careful. Even in the ministry, you have to be careful with people. Everybody that comes to you don't really, they're saying, Lord, Lord, don't know the Lord. When I used to pastor, people used to lie that they would come and they would say they needed gas. Man, my car broke down up the street. My car ran out of gas up the street. And could you just give me a dollar or two to get some gas? Now, nobody's going to give nobody a dollar or two to get gas, you know. so they would take up an offering. But I learned what was going on. There was a little scam, so I stopped giving a lot of money. You know, we just give them just what they ask, so, you know, enough to get a gallon of gas to get. They said, this is what they're saying.
And sometimes, you know, what I would do when I lived in Cincinnati, this happened a lot. A lot of beggars lived in Cincinnati, especially if you go downtown. And I would just say, okay, I got some gas right here. You'd be surprised to know I'm going to change this store. And they change this store, I'm done with them right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
But let me do this, Aunt Rob. I'm really, you said a whole lot. I'm glad this is all being recorded. So just in case you're going too fast and somebody said, I didn't get all that. She said, what? They can always play it and rewind it. And so it's all on tape, all of those accomplishments. And that is something. I'm not playing. That really is. Some people will live two lifetimes and not accomplish that.
I knew that you all did not know what some of the things I've told you, the positions that I've held, and I've got certificates in my hall, you know, some certificates of things that have been accomplished, but I don't know how much time we have. But
You can go to your stop. I mean, we got till 11. You ain't got to go that long. But you
no.
You've got as much as you want. You can stop whenever you want. You can go whenever you want. I'm just glad you're doing the interview. And I knew it would be this good. I knew, you know, that's why I'm just staying straight on point and let you just talk and get all that, because there is so much to you we don't know, and we'll probably never know. I don't think you can tell it all in a little spot like this. So maybe
no,
we'll bring it in the future.
There are things that the ministry has this. You have to be out. Now, I'm not, listen, God made, he created me. I've just turned a lady tonight. Anybody can't be a pastor. Because I think it takes a special anointing to be a pastor. Whether you realize it or not, each and every one of us have a different spirit. So however many of people that you have in your congregation, that's how many spirits you got to deal with. And everybody that says, Lord, Lord, don't know the Lord. And everybody that's in the church is not in there for the good of the church. So there's a war going on. You said keep it positive. Well, this may be a little negative, but this is the truth. The truth is positive. There's a war going on between the good and evil. I mean, that's been since the creation.
That's true.
That's been since the creation. So this ain't nothing that just started. Anything that's going on right now was going on in the beginning, after the creation. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, anything that's going on now is just going on different. People dress different, talk different, we don't ride in buggies and pulled by horses anymore. We drive Cadillacs and Lincolns and stuff like that, you know. I don't have one, but I'm just saying, you know. Things are just different, but the way people live is not any different. We're doing the same old. We just dress different, maybe talk different, look different. You know, we used to didn't wear the kind of hair. We see everybody got long hair now. You can buy it anywhere. So what I'm saying is,
there's nothing new under the sun.
That's what the word say. That's what the Bible say. There's nothing new under the sun. It happened already.
Let me ask you this, because I know people are thinking this, Aunt Robin. Prior to the ministry, I know that's been a long time ago. Before your calling, I mean, we've heard, and I know I've heard about the calling even when you became born again. I know I've heard that several times, but a lot of people haven't. Prior to the ministry, can you talk a little bit about that? You would have went by just Robbie Lowe back then. okay, I guess even your life with Big Mama and Granddaddy. I never really met him, but I know that you got a whole lot of history as far as what made this Robbie Lowe. That history is what made you.
My past life had nothing to do with my present. Let me say this. I learned real early. My mother, one of the things that Mama always told me, I was different from the mother kids. What she meant was my mama knew something different about me, but she didn't know what. Because now there's some people that what I'm about to say don't know nothing about what I'm about to say. Now even in the book of Joel and in the book of Acts, God said he was going to pour his spirit out on all flesh and sons and daughters, you know, to dream dreams and have visions and I mean, all the things that God said would be. I'm different because I dream dreams and have visions. And some people don't understand that. We're not going into that because I don't want to say this. But it's in your Bible.
You probably don't want to come off as being, because the way you sound, I'm just going to keep it real, because you know that's what we do on this show. We just keep it real and we keep it positive. It might sound, somebody may take it as though you sound, when you say you're different, when somebody say we're different, we all are different. We all have a calling upon our lives. And the toe can't say to the hand, I'm greater, and the hand can't say to the toe, I'm greater. Let your toe start hurting and you'll see what I'm talking about.
The whole body hurts.
I think so. Just so nobody won't misunderstand, I think that's what you was trying to say. You, when you say you're different.
We have different callings on our lives. And I don't know how to say it so that they would understand, but as a little child, one thing about it, I like to die before I was born. My mother said that all we had to eat was, because the daddy left, she was pregnant with me, and all she had to eat was sometimes was just peanuts, peanut crops. And so when I was born, I was so little. And if you'll notice, I'm smaller than the rest of my family. But I was so little, she had to carry me on a pillow. You know. And like all my life, I've been smaller than my family, my other sisters and brothers. And I guess maybe it's just not in my genes. But then my mother used to say when I was little, I used to have dreams. And visions, and she said sometimes if I could tell her something in the morning, then it just about happened that evening, and I could tell them it ain't gonna happen, it is gonna happen. So then she used to laugh at me, cause she said one time I came down there and I just had a cleaning spell at the house. Boy, I was cleaning her house. She told them, say it's a storm gonna come through here. She said, Robert has been here. And sure enough, the weather changed. It changed. And another thing, I like being by myself. So, you know, because I really don't feel like
I'm by myself. You like being by yourself.
Uh-huh. I mean, what I mean, it doesn't bother me to not be in no crowd. Some people can't survive, man, unless they got somebody. Now, I don't like just being just, I don't mean, no man is no island, I'll put it that way. But it doesn't bother me to be by myself. Because I don't really feel like I'm by myself. Hmm?
Let me ask you this. You said that your father left your mother while you was real little, right?
Wait a minute. He went to look for work. He went. He came up the country in Caldwell, Texas, and he came to Fort Worth looking for work.
Oh, okay.
Then he
okay.
came back and got us because, see, Naomi was born in, I was born in Caldwell, Texas, and so was Naomi born in Caldwell, Texas. I was 2 years old when we moved to Fort Worth. I was 2 years old.
Uh-huh.
And, Our daddy was with us until we were grown.
Let me ask you this. Okay. I got to watch how I say this, okay? Because I've been interviewing several people, and different people have different account of what they thought Kayla Booker was like, okay? But I'm not going to go into what they thought. This is all about you tonight. How did you perceive your father? Was he mean? Was he stern? Obviously, he spoke his word.
He was strict. Daddy, one thing about, you know, my daddy left home when he was 13 years old, I think, from what I understand. He ran away from home because he got a whipping or something. I done forgot. He was stern. He was firm. Daddy wanted us to be somebody. And I remember one time, the Booker girls, you just didn't bother them. You know, because Daddy, the guys were scared of Daddy. I remember one time I seen Daddy pick the guy up. He caught him in the collar and just picked him up off the ground and held him in front of him. I never forget that. And talked to him.
Wow.
And see, Daddy didn't have much education, but my daddy could do almost anything. He could do upholstery. He worked for Walter Jeton and still, they still Walter Jeton. Daddy used to be their cook. He went in service. I'm gonna tell you how this come about. I think this had a lot to do with my ministry. Daddy went in service. I think I was about 12 years old. He was in that war and people were getting killed and stuff. And so I told God, if he would bring my daddy home safe, don't let him get killed, that I would serve him the rest of my life. And he brought daddy home, but daddy was wounded. A Jeep, the brakes got loose on a Jeep and rolled over his back and messed his back up. Daddy, when he died, daddy had trouble with his back.
But okay.
I had asked God if he would bring him home safe, I'd serve him the rest of my life. Well, I tried that. As you go through the teenage stage, then you forget. Time began to change, and you just forgot. Because, you see, my daddy was so strict. I was 26 years old before I ever went in a nightclub.
Really?
26 years old, and let me explain. I used to go with Daddy. Next time after church, you know, we go get something to eat. I'd like to go to church with Daddy because I know we was gonna do that. I was gonna get to go somewhere and get something good to eat. And that time, that's all I went for. You know, children always been smart. Believe me, they thought they were smart, but. I used to follow him around. I liked to follow him around. I should have been a little boy, but I wasn't. But I liked to follow Daddy. And I'd get him a little behind and tore up. Daddy, all of us got tore up. But the one thing I can appreciate is that none of the girls ever been to jail, never been, you know, some of the things that we had our shortcomings, but we never, they weren't the kind of girls that people talked about. In other words, we weren't no prostitution, nothing like that. So he wanted us to be somebody. My mother did too, but in that day, the man was the head of the house. Now, in this day, some of the kids is running the house.
Yeah.
And that ain't no lie. See? So in that day, the man was the head of the house. According to the Bible, the man's supposed to be the head of the house, but Christ is supposed to be his head. And if Christ is the head of the man, then I believe if Christ is leading the man, the house is going right. I really believe if God is the head of the house, is leading the man that's the head of the house is going to be right. Now, I could tell you more about it's little things that I could tell about my father, but that's not necessary.
Well, let me just ask you this.
My dad wasn't no evil man. My dad was a church man, but he's like some of these folks that go to church now. If you don't know the truth, you think you can go to church and do anything. If you don't know the truth. Some people in church they don't go to church to worship God. I'm not saying that he didn't go to worship God, but some people think you can go to church and do anything. And the Bible said, and I've heard some preachers, but you got to clean up your mouth too. See, and when I'm saying that, you can't praise God. And okay, bitter and sweet won't flow out the same fountain. That's scripture. Bitter and sweet won't flow out the same thing. You can't get, you just can't, it just doesn't happen. So we'll leave that alone.
But well, let me do this, Robbie. I'm going to just take a quick little break and get something to drink. I always do this with everybody, because as soon as I do this, you're going to think of something that you can't think of right now. Just give me about 4 minutes. And I'm just going to do a little music, and then we're going to come right back. And I want you to think of something that you really want to share, because
yes,
the question I'm going to ask you when we come back from this little short little break while we get something to drink for our throats is, what message do you have to the family? And if you don't have to answer this one, but what message do you have to your sisters that's deceased? If you could talk to Mama right now, what would you tell her? If you could talk to Amajean, what would you tell them? I mean, you don't have to go there, but it's just something I thought to ask you because you're their sister. So, what message do you have to the family? Everybody seems to have an answer for that one. But that second one, you don't have to ask. But let me just take a little break and we'll be right back, okay, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, all right.
Just 1 second. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come right back with Aunt Robbie. I know y'all enjoying this. I told y'all there would be a lot of things that she would say that you wouldn't know. I'm just kind of listening. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. See, I knew that. That's why we had this show. So anyway, let's just play a few of music and we'll be right back with Aunt Robbie after we both take some drink. When you talk like this, you always need something to drink. But here we go.
Charity speaking, just reminding y'all to tune into the show tonight. I'm going to tune in myself, or at least try.
Be great. So, just love and
say something.
Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God. Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful
is our God. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God. Yes, He is. Come on, say faithful.
Faithful.
Faithful is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Faithful,
so faithful,
faithful, faithful.
Okay, we'll let that play in the background. Again, everybody, you listen to the Booker, Douglas, Family and Friends Network. This is Seth. I am interviewing the one and only Reverend Rodney Slaughter, my aunt. And hopefully y'all are enjoying this interview. Some of y'all are going to listen after the fact. Y'all are not listening to it live, but you're going to listen to the archives. I want to thank y'all for tuning into the archives. Remember, you can rewind it, play it. Also, you can right-click on it and download it and put it on the CD if you want it. That's any of the shows, any of the previous shows you can actually put on CD. So we're going to go back to the phone lines and finish interviewing, again, Reverend Robbie Slaughter. I know y'all have been enjoying this. I told y'all it would be a lot of things that you don't know, and that's why we do this, interviewing our elders in the family. Interviewing our elders because, you know, they are our elders, and the scripture promises that when we listen to the voice of the elders, we will be blessed. We heed the wisdom that comes from providing us godly wisdom, okay? So anyway, Aunt Robbie, welcome back to the show. I was going to ask you, before I forget, because I would be so mad at myself if I didn't ask you the same question I asked Caleb Booker, Uncle Bud, I asked Bobby Baylor, I mentioned this to Dorothy Jean, I mentioned this to even Gula B, you know, on the Booker side of families. Well, all these people I asked, what message would you have to the family? People are going to be listening to the archive. They can listen to this show 6 months from now. What is it you want to echo? What message are you saying to the family? If you had all of us in the room, what would you say to everybody in the room? Because you really do, for real, with this show. And like I said, Eric can listen to this next tomorrow afternoon, and he'll hear every word. Chris can listen to this in Belgium tomorrow afternoon if he wanted to. Miguel can listen to this either now or whenever in the future, you know. So what would you say to everybody now that everybody's listening?
I'm glad you asked. I had asked Vern. I called her because I had an encounter Tuesday morning with God. It was between 2 and 3 o'clock, but when I got up and looked at the clock, it was straight up 3. I had gotten up for a few moments, and I got back. I'm back at my 2-something and got back in the bed, and I was just laying there. And all of a sudden, I began to praise God. And I was just praise God, and my body began to just, it was like kind of like in a fetal position, and I couldn't move. It was like I was just paralyzed, and I was praising God, and I praised him and praised him and praised him and couldn't stop praising him. And when I tried to stop praising him, and I couldn't, but then the Spirit began to slow me down. And when he began to slow me down, he began to talk to me. Now, this is what happened when I was called to preach. I hadn't had an encounter like that, like this, like I had when I was called to preach. I had an out-of-body experience. That's something that it take a little while to explain, so we're not going there because I want to tell you what happened Tuesday night. I think Tuesday night, I think, was the 3rd of January. But Tuesday morning, I'm sorry. But as I lay there, I was listening to God, and God began to reveal some things to me. And one of the things he commanded me to do was to call the preachers and tell the preachers to tell the people. Because it's things happening in our churches that are not the way God planned it. It's not godly. And he told me to tell the preachers to tell the people to repent. And then he was said, in other words, that there will be consequences either way. If we repent, there will be a consequence. You'll be blessed. And if you don't repent, it's going to be a consequence. Either way it goes, it's going to be a consequence. It's up to us what the consequences are. And then he said to me, and it's not going to be long either. It's not going to be long. And this is what he said, that, hold on just a second. Oh, that a change. Let the people know the let the preacher know that the change was gonna come, and so I was just so excited, and then I was just it was just something I hadn't experienced in a long time, and then I wanted to know, Lord, when is this gonna happen? And He let me know that it's not necessary that we know when it's gonna happen. But it is necessary to do what He told us to do, to be obedient. Now let me say this. Now some people may not know, understand what the word repent means. Each and every one of us have come short of the things of God. Somebody may be, I'm just giving you an example, because some people don't seem to know what sin is anymore. Some person may have a problem with lying and stealing. Some people have fornication or adultery. This is sin, and all of this stuff is just going on. And some people are shacking in the churches and all. And not only in the church, just shacking. Period. It's the way people are living. How do we expect our children to know any different if this is the way this is the lifestyle they are seeing? It's just so much going on. But God told me to tell the preacher to tell the people to repent. Now they know what they need to repent for. I know what I need to repent for. You know what you need to repent for. God said for us to repent. So Seth, I was so caught up, and then I said, well, I said I got folks don't even go, and I go into church, and some of them they go every now and then, and you know it's and maybe the preacher that's saying this. Some preachers are not saying it. But you'd be surprised the preachers that I call say, oh, girl, Robbie, you're on target. The Lord will reveal that to me. But they're afraid. I don't know if they're afraid that there wasn't God talking to them or what. But you will not believe the preachers that told me that God had given them the same revelation. But I called Vernon May. I said, Vernon, I said, because I was thinking about the website. She said she didn't feel like fooling with it. And I was talking to your sister, Tanya. I was telling Tanya about it. And Tanya told me to call you, but you called me. I just want to tell my people, my family.
When you talk to Tanya.
Ain't nobody perfect. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We haven't done what God wants us to do. But there is some of the stuff that people have been doing is just unnecessary, just uncalled for. We can, whatever it is, you can't change what happened yesterday, but we can start today. We can start today making a change in our lives. It takes time to get some things done. We're not gonna be perfect, but we can get in better shape than what we are. And you talk about
this right. Well, let me get this right. Your message to the family is to repent, or your message to the ministers in the family to tell the people to repent. Let me get this right.
Listen. I was supposed to give this message to the preachers. They said this wasn't family. I belong to a different family. I'm in the ministry. That's my family now. You remember Jesus said that, you know, when they told Jesus his mother and his father and his brothers was outside, they wanted to see him. He said what? You know, when he asked them what the question, he said he let them know that he that's doing the will of my father is my brother and sister. See, I got a whole different family now. So I was supposed to tell the preachers, but they're not. But I was concerned. I said, well, some of my folks. I just felt like I needed to tell my family, too. This is my family, you know. And I am a preacher. So why couldn't I tell my own family, you know? The thing of it
to
is...
repent. To
that's
repent.
Right. That's right. That's right. If you don't believe me, what have you got to lose? That's what the Holy Spirit asked me. What do they have to lose except their soul? That was the question he asked me. If they don't believe you, ask them, what do they have to lose? All you have to do is open your mouth. It ain't going to cost you a dime, not one dime. But
well,
God wants his people.
And, And I like that. I like what you just said. I think that's a very good word, because this show, Aunt Robbie, is to help enrich us in spiritually, physically, economically, in every way. And you got to start with the spirit. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, but for real, if we really, really want change, and I'm not talking about no religious rhetoric. I mean, we really got to change, repent, which means change directions.
Okay, let me tell you something else. Okay, why would God, if you want to be blessed, why would God bless a person and just bless him? You know, just you whatever you ask. And Jesus said, whatever you ask for, and then you hear me when I tell you this. I don't know of anything that I need, says. You hear me when I say this, that I don't have. I don't know of a thing that I need that I don't have. I got a house, car. Used to have 3 dresses. I got 2 closets of clothes. Some of them still have the tags on them. And I have food in my refrigerator. I don't know what it is, and I'm not sick. I don't have no pain in my body. I'm old, but I don't have no pain. And I'm not crippled. I mean, what is it that I need that I don't have at 78 years old? You know? So what I'm trying to say is this. If you want God to bless you, the secret to this business I've discovered is obedience. If you're trying to go, say, for instance, you get ready to go to a club, and you say, you know, something told me not to go. But then when you got there, something happened. You know, you almost got killed. But it's just a fate that you missed getting killed, you know. But what I'm saying, if you start to do something and see something or somebody tell you, I wouldn't go this way, go the other way. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. People are not obeying God. God is telling us to do something, and we want to be successful. We want to have this, and we want to be. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then all these things will be added. What I mean when I say the things we wanting, careers, we want a lot of things, but you ain't getting nothing. If you weren't told, but when you're told, and then you still go and we still do what we want to do. But he said, seek me first in my righteousness, and all of these things will be added. That goes from material things, maybe, to spiritual things. You know, houses, land, cars, wives, husbands. Seek him first, and he'll give you these things. But, you know, do you know some people don't know what to do with stuff after they get it? So if you don't have the Holy Spirit to direct you or guide you, that's why we make such terrible mistakes. And God wants to bless you. See, we are a blessed family. We got all kind of talents in this family. But you don't do a thing with it. Like I said, I've been putting off writing this book, and everybody, it was a girl up in Amarillo, a white girl told me. She just heard about me. She was at our meeting. She came to me, and she said, I've heard about you. And she said, when you get ready to write, now I ain't told her I was going to write. She said, when you get ready to write your book, she said, I'll type it up for you. She told me how many words she type a minute. And she wasn't going to charge me nothing, you know.
Mm.
But you see what I'm saying? So here, and who knows? I don't get anything from the AME church except my little home church on the second Sunday. Give me a little offering, you know. It's not much. But the thing of it is, it's a blessing. If it's $20, it's a blessing. But what I'm saying is, I don't get any money from the AME church like a check every month, something like that. I don't get that. I retired in 2005. I had $11,000 in in retirement, but it's definitely when you get used to spending $20,000 a year, $11,000 is gone in 6 months. You see what I'm saying? That's that was 2005.
Let me do this thing, Robert, because we got the phone lines, quite a few people on the phone lines now. I just want to remind everybody, before we got like about 10 minutes left, y'all. I knew this was going to happen, and the more we talk, the better it gets. I told y'all it's going to be good. Anybody on the phone lines got a question for Aunt Robbie, press 1 on your phone right now. Y'all should just press 1 and say hi to your aunt, but some of these phone numbers I recognize. Y'all need to quit being shy. But anybody got a question or comment or amen, Aunt Robbie, you know, something, y'all don't be shy. Again, press 1. I'm not going to make y'all do this because y'all probably just wanted to keep talking because you're enjoying it. But if you do have a question or comment, you only got like 10 minutes because we're going to wrap this up because she's got to go to bed. We want to keep longer than 10 more minutes, okay? So you got to talk fast.
When I get to talking about the Holy Spirit, I wake up.
Let me ask you this, though, just real quickly. Now, we got to move a little fast because we got 10 minutes and I want to get all this in. First of all, what's your favorite song?
Blessed Assurance.
Okay. All right, Blessed Assurance. Let me ask you this. This is going to be kind of simple, but we need to know. What's your favorite color?
Well, I don't really. Purple. You know what? It's
wow.
Royal. It stands for royalty. And you see, let me tell you something, Seth. I know who I am. I am a child of God, and I ain't fixing to look like the devil. I like purple. Okay, go on.
Okay. So, now, I asked you a question earlier. You don't have to answer it. Okay, you haven't rejected none of the questions yet. Maybe you will do one. If you could say something to A-Rock, Mama, what would you say? If you could say something to, you could speak to your sister, Imogene, what would you say? I'm dying to know.
What I would say to them is what I have said from the beginning, because this is what God said to me. Tell my people I'm on my way back. And tell the church to repent. In other words, get ready. And the only thing I would say to them would be make preparation. Make preparation. Because you see, it was Irene. That's how I got into some of this. I was being nosy, so I went to this church up there to see what was happening to her, and guess that was God's way of getting me there. And that's where I received the Holy Ghost. This little old wood church up the street, a Pentecostal church, Bishop Allen. He's dead now, but they were going.
Oh, over on Miller? Is that Miller?
No, he's they the little church used to be right up the street.
I'm thinking around Holland. But that was before that. Okay.
No. I know. No. This is, but anyway, what's his name? G. His last name is G. Sherman G. Allen. Sherman G. Allen.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I know them. I know Sherman Allen. Yeah, I know.
Okay, Sherman G. Allen was a little old boy, and he had to stand up on a box to preach. Now, ain't that something? He started preaching at the same time I did. He wasn't nothing but a kid. He wasn't nothing but a kid, and I was 32 years old.
Are you serious?
I'm as serious as a heart attack.
I didn't know that. So Sherman Allen, because we remember him from Easton Hill. Mars
and he probably don't even remember me, but you see what a huge church and all he had. But I mean, he was a little boy. He could not, you know. But he was a little old fella. But he started preaching as a little boy, and they get this box and put this box in front of the pulpit, and he'd stand up on it.
Huh.
And he might have been about 8 or 9 years old, but I was 32. So I'm that much older than he is. Now, let me say something. If I don't get to say another word, I may die in my sleep tonight. But I'm telling my family, Jesus is coming back, and I don't nobody, not even the angels in heaven don't know when he's coming back. But what he's going to do now, I don't know what this is. But before he comes back, something else is going to take place. Now, what he's fixing to do, what he was revealing to me to the morning, he said, don't worry about when it's going to happen. But we are to repent. And you know what? Does you know something wonderful is going to happen if we all just repent? And don't come talking about what everybody else is doing. I don't care what they're doing. If it's a sin, it's a sin. And God say repent. And the reason we not no blessed and it makes me mad when people talk about we need to come together. How are you gonna come together when you're so divided? And I don't like being around stupid people. When I say stupid, I mean people that are talking crazy. Because ain't but one God, ain't but one church, and that's in the hearts of men. It's not in the building. But we worship in buildings because he said he tells us well, not to assemble yourself with other believers. It doesn't matter with me where I worship God. I got friends in all of these churches. Bishop Spears is... He preached his first sermon, revival, in where I pastored, up in Denton, Texas. Reginald Jordan, dynamic preachers, preached his first revival where I pastored. I could go on and on. I got 12 ministers out there that started preaching under me, and every one of them is good. I didn't put it in them. The Holy Ghost did. God did it. I ain't nobody. But I sure do love the Lord because he is somebody. And you talking about blessing, he know how to bless you. But he ain't going to bless no mess. And you hear me when I tell you that. God don't bless mess. So we got to get our house in order if you want to receive something from God. Now, I'll give you these last little 2 minutes.
You're doing good. I'm enjoying it.
Well, I'm through right now. I'm serious. Oh, the Lord is going to bless me to talk to you again, because there is some things that I haven't told you.
Well, Aunt Robbie, I'm telling you, I'm very serious. I'm being very selfish. I'm not even asking a whole lot of questions because I'm enjoying listening to you. You know, every single time I hear you, I think it's what Mars said. Mars used to say when he see all the mama kids, it remind him of mama. When I hear you, Aunt Naomi, Verna May, it has to be all of y'all. It's the weirdest thing. It reminds me of Big Mama. Some things you say remind
me
of.
Well, they say I look, people tell me I look just like her.
Yeah, but to her spirit, it's been a long time since I've seen her, but every time I hear you and you go so far, then Naomi have to put a little tooth in it, and then all of y'all together. It's really amazing. And I'm going to tell you something. Even Uncle Bud, when I talk to him a few times, I can hear just a little bit, especially when you talk about history. But listen, we got 2 minutes. Everybody in the chat room, I'm going to lose y'all unless y'all call the phone line, because we got literally 2 minutes. And we're going to lose everybody on the internet unless you call in on the phone line. So we already got quite a few people on the phone line. I'm not going to lose none of y'all. Y'all going to be able to listen until we finish. Because after she's done, after Aunt Robbie's done, I'm going to play Blessed Assurance. I want y'all to check this young boy out, his version of Blessed Assurance. So Aunt Robbie, when we done, don't hang up, because I want you to your favorite song sung by this one young boy called Brian Wilson. You might know who he is. But anyway, I just want to, first of all, before I forget, thank you again for coming on the show. I'm so serious about this show. I just think there is no other way we can hear from everybody in this family except we have, unless we use this modern technology. Please have last words, and I'm going to play Blessed Assurance. Nobody's asking a question. I'm kind of glad at this point because it's – well, I'm going to give them one more time. If y'all, again, if y'all want to ask Aunt Robbie a question or comment, or just say something real quick. Otherwise, Aunt Robbie, go ahead. While you're making your last comment, I'll look at the phone lines, make sure nobody have a question or even in the chat room they type in a question. Go ahead and make your last comment, please.
If you need to talk to me about something, my phone number is 817-625-0708. And I don't have any secrets, and I have no respect of person. But if you don't want to know the truth about some things, if you don't want to know the truth, then don't call me. Because if I know the answer, I'm gonna tell you the truth. But I'd love to hear from you.
And I know you do. I know you do. And I'm gonna take you up on that. If I have any questions, I'm going to call you. And I mean that. And there are some questions I have, to be frankly with you. And so I'm going to give you a call. The one thing I did want to say is I think I got all the questions out. We talked about who's your favorite minister. We talked about all the – I'm just looking over all the lists. I think I've asked you more questions than I've asked anybody.
But my favorite bishop, though, I didn't tell you who he was, though. It's Bishop John Brown. That's Jamal Brown's daddy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I never even heard of him.
You never heard of Jamal?
I never heard of his daddy.
Oh, boy. Jamal don't hold a candle to that man. Oh, that man is awesome. But, you know,
now,
maybe I was.
Does he come on Daystar, or did you find him some other kind of way?
Oh, no. He used to be my bishop. And when I was pastor, I tried to get Jamal to come pastor. He was a little old boy. I tried to get him to come speak to my youth lots of times. And I got blessed with Jamal. In 2009, God blessed me. I was down to $1,600. And God blessed me to pay off about $28,000 that I owed. And I didn't know how I was going to make it. But Jamal came on TV and he looked in that camera and he was saying that God is fixing to bless somebody. And you're going to be debt free. And do you know, God, I was debt free. And the only bills that I have now is my necessary ones, light, water, gas, insurance, those things. That's all I have, except for I keep Home Depot open because I get my supplies that are, to keep my, you know, keep to do some things. But I am debt free. No car note, no house note, no. No. Okay.
And that's real wealth. I mean, a lot of people, I'm old school. I just think a lot of this new prosperity is just throwing us all off. But that, you know, the Father promised us to give us everything.
He'll do it.
And some of the wants, you know, the Bible says if your ways please me, I give you the desires of your heart.
Uh-huh.
But that ain't no mall shopper. That heart is a heart after the Most High. So they ain't going to be just wanting any old thing, bunch of, you know, natural things. But
God will supply your needs and some of your wants, and you don't even have to ask him for it.
Amen.
I know what I know. And if you sit down and talk to me long enough, I can show you with pencil and paper. You see, Seth, my family just don't know me. They didn't want to know me. Once a year when I was pastoring, we could have had a huge church with the kind of family I had. I'd sing this folk, could preach, play. We could have had a huge church. Just like Warren Booker. That's a family church, but that's a huge. They got a thing going on there. We could have had it, but I don't know. I won't say. I just leave it alone. But once a year, they came to visit me to do the family day. Once the year. And that's the truth. Once the year.
Yeah, and I remember I think one of the best services I've ever been in was the one where I think you had one service, Aunt Robbie, in Denton where everybody was there. I looked around, Eric was there.
Yeah.
All everybody.
We could have had
it. It only happened one time, though. It only happened actually one time.
I know it. Say that he left and he stole from us. He has stolen from this family. We could have come together, and we could have built our own church. You know what I mean? We could have had a building to worship in. We could have did that. We had the talent. You tell me which family don't have singing folk in it. That's mostly what it's all about, singing and praising and preaching, you know. But the one thing that we are, one reason we're not being blessed, do you know how many our people don't believe in tithing? Man, I have tithed myself out of debt, and I know how to get a blessing. Pledge. Seed in somebody's ministry. You can't get a crop unless you plant. I learned that as a teenager. I plant a garden every year. And that's the same way about it. You say, that's a garden. You know, but that, you don't only plant garden, you plant money.
Well, that's true. That's all. That's a universal law.
See, I thought I was going to get off at 10:30 because I was going to go to bed, but I done told you, you woke me up. When I get to talking about the goodness of God, man, and how God is, and what he is, and who he is, and what all he can do for you, I can stay awake all day and all night.
I believe you. And you don't repeat yourself. You can keep saying something new.
I don't have to. He said, listen to me. My blessings are new day every day. You see, that's the good thing about it. If you tell about his goodness, he'll give you some more stuff to tell. Tell about it today. He'll give you something to tell tomorrow, too.
Well,
oh, yeah.
we're gonna wrap this up. I know you can go another hour probably. But
oh, yeah, like I told you, it's after 11.
Mm-hmm. 11:07.
What I tell you?
Well, listen. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play your favorite song, and I want you to just hang on the line long enough for it to go off. It's about 5 minutes long. I want everybody to listen to this song. This is Aunt Robbie's special song. It's a young brother. Singing this, Brian Wilson. Y'all should know who he is. He's making a name for himself. So anyway, Aunt Robbie, I'm going to say goodnight to you. Again, thank you for coming on. And then I think what we're going to have to do with you, we're going to have to definitely bring you on for a part two, because you're not even halfway through. I'm serious. I can just tell you got a lot more. So we'll bring you on in the future. I think we're going to probably try to have Aunt Naomi on probably next week or Verna May, somebody like this. And I know baby sister is going to be coming on here soon too. So somebody be on next week. But I want to tell the family, y'all, I see y'all on the phone lines. Nobody has hung up. Everybody is listening. The people in the chat room, they're still there. Ain't nobody disconnected. So they are listening. And so just like y'all listening, tell other family members to click in and listen to the archives of what Aunt Robbie had to say.
You mean I can't hear from not one person? Not one person.
Hold on. Let me put somebody on the spot. They probably get mad at me. Okay, this person shouldn't do it. Okay, hold on a second. All right, here's somebody. All right, here's somebody volunteer. All right. Area code 817-500, you on the air. What you want to say to Aunt Robbie?
Welcome to the system, and the system has set you free. What's going on, Aunt Robbie? I know, I hear you out there rolling.
This got to be Morris. Is this Morris?
You're dropping them hand grenades all in the vicinity. Hey, them hand grenades are dangerous, but when they're going to come alive, everybody going to rise, and they're going to see exactly what you're saying. You know me, I'm going to talk crazy sometimes.
I know that's the truth.
What did you think of what she said, Morris, before we wrap up real quick?
Well, like she said, the more you talk about him, he's going to give you something great to talk about, not just that things that you're going to need to prosper even in your life. But if you believe and trust in him, hey, Some people just don't want to believe. They think it's just a mystery. But you
know,
like we always say,
Mars, what do you think about a message to repeat to the family? Quickly.
What do I think about what?
Her message to repent to the family.
Yeah, that's right. She said if we're going to be blessed, we got to repent. Like she said, she don't want to hear all that stuff. Everybody talking about how we're going to come together when you ain't, you know, together, whatever. But if you don't repent, you don't get the blessings. You know, hey, it's just where it is, you know. I mean, if you don't know that by now, you better ask somebody.
Okay.
And she had a few minutes to let her say what she had to say. But it's real gold, man. Now I got wings. I can fly like an eagle.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate that, Mars. I'm going to move on because we got wrapped up, but I appreciate you. All right?
Okay. Is somebody else following?
Say that again.
Somebody else want to say something. Say something,
Okay, hold on. All right, that was Mars. Appreciate his comment. And let's see if somebody else. We got other people on the phone line, but now I'm going to people that's volunteering to say, I'm not going to pick y'all. I want y'all mad at me. So I'm going to go to everybody that's got their hands up. Okay, area code 817291. Who is this?
This is Tanya.
Okay, Tanya. All right.
And Robin, I love her. I love her, and I enjoyed her message.
Thank you.
Okay, she was short and sweet, and I'm going to pick somebody else that they probably get upset with me. See, when they don't ask to speak, I don't like doing this. Let's see, real quick, Erica, who is this, 682-560? You going to be shy? You going to say hello? Who is this?
Hello.
It's Chris. Oh, Chris. It's 3 Irene folks. How did I do that? Caress, what you got to say? Say something to your aunt.
I enjoyed the message, and it is a message that everybody needs to hear. You do need to turn from your ways and repent. Because, there is no more excuse. Jesus was, that's what he came for. He tore the cloud for us. And that was us dying our flesh. So if you ain't repented, you really ain't turned from your ways. So you got to turn from your ways.
Can she hear me?
She can hear you.
Okay. What I'm saying is, I had an experience last Tuesday. I tell you, I had God spoke to me in such a way. I had to call. I have talked to big preachers. When I'm saying, presiding elders. That's what I've been doing on the telephone, and pastors. They got big congregations. And these guys, they you know, some people will say, well, who do you think you are? So, no. They say, girl, you're on target. I know God called you because God has been speaking to me. This is the kind of messages that I'm getting. God has been dealing with preachers. But some of these preachers are scared to tell the folks. That's the problem. It's scared to preach the gospel. And they talk about the white man because his church congregation is so big. Because one thing about God, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw. He ain't going to draw folks to church is what he ain't saying nothing and ain't doing nothing. But and that's the truth. I'm not interested in nobody that, you know, if I was looking for something that, you know, I'm not interested in people that ain't doing nothing. And believe me. I'm serious. And I do believe in, like I said, you hear me say, stop my seeding. I send money that you won't believe the money I have coming in a month. You couldn't live off of it. You wouldn't even try.
Yeah.
If any of you all can live on less than $700 a month.
No, that's like a miracle.
Sounds like a lie, don't it? Sounds just like a lie. If I hadn't started helping Bud, that little old bit of money I get from them, they just pay $7 an hour, you know, but he didn't want nobody else. And that was a blessing from God, that little few hours they give me. But until I started helping him, which is about a year ago, all I lived off of was less than $700. And just about got what I got now.
Well,
and
Robbie,
I do,
Go ahead.
And believe me, I'm just trying to help you. You ain't got nothing to lose. You don't have nothing to lose when you turn and trust God. You ain't got nothing to lose. And that kind of hallelujah.
You got any final words?
Oh, no, I'm agreeing with her. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Is that Miss
Caress? I appreciate you, Caress. She's always somewhere. She's always listening. She's been listening to shows. I'm going to have to do a show with Caress. I know she got something to say. I know she got something to say. Well, listen, I got to wrap this up, folks. Aunt Robbie, again, thanks. We're going to do a part two for sure, okay? I told you it would be nice and informative, and you got all these people listening. There's other folk out here listening too. These are just folk that raised their hand. And Donna called me on the line. I think she's trying to get me to let her chime in, but she got a call on the board, and I can't just. She want me to just click over and we do three way, but Donna is late.
Let me see if I can. Let me just see. I don't think I can do a conference call with her. Hold on. Donna.
Yeah.
Ain't Robbie.
Hello.
Ain't Robbie.
Uh huh.
Hi, okay, Robbie.
Okay,
yes,
Donna, we're wrapping this show up. Caress, listen, thank you. I'm a mute you, Caress. Donna, you got like 1 minute to holler at Aunt Robbie because we got to wrap
up. Hi, Robbie. Hi, everybody.
Donna ain't never been able to do nothing in 1 minute.
Hey, y'all, this is Brianna
speaking.
Hey.
Yeah, well, listen, all these people is Irene, and I don't want Aunt Robbie to think it's just Irene. That's because the chair room is full of people. The phone lines, other people. So, listen, this is what I want to do. I got to wrap this up, Donna, but you just missed the message. I don't know if you was listening or not. You might have heard everything.
But
Robbie just pretty much just said a whole lot. So if you miss it, you can listen to the archive. Go home, click on the computer, and just hit play. You can hear the whole thing all over again. But I got to wrap this up. So say something to her real quick, Donna. Make it 1 minute for real. Then I'm going to play a song. I want everybody to listen to this song. This is her favorite song. Y'all know what it is. Y'all don't know what it, unless you listen to the show. So y'all can get to hear her favorite song. But first, Donna, go ahead, 1 minute.
Okay. Hey,
Robbie just talked about repentance. She just talked about her ministry. She just talked about when she was a girl. She talked about her daddy. She talked about her mom. So hopefully you didn't miss any of that.
I missed all of that. Wish I could have got it, A. Robbie, but I'm glad you talked on that. And that's what I'm working on for 2012 is repenting, forgiving, and loving, and living, and being all I can be for Christ.
I had an encounter Tuesday night that I've been on the phone calling preachers because God said call them.
Okay.
And tell them.
Wow.
To tell their people.
To repent.
And to repent.
Wow.
Because he said to do something, Donna.
Something happened. I feel it, ain't Robbie.
And he said a change is fixing to come.
Wow.
And he said, don't worry about when. Just worry about
get your house in order.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I hate I missed this. Gosh. Oh, my God. The oldest, first thing God gave you a revelation to get. Oh, my God. How could I miss
and
this?
And listen,
well,
I was
Donna,
warning.
You got to worry. Listen, you don't have to worry because it's archived.
Yeah,
ain't no,
I was wanting to talk to the family.
Hold on, ain't no excuse. You can just hit rewind, play, and hear 15 more times in the future. Ain't
okay.
Robert, this will be archived. Anybody, Eric, Miguel, if you just say, listen, I got something I want to tell you, just go to Seth, go to the little blog talk thing, and I don't send this link to everybody, so they'll be able to click in. But listen, I got to wrap this show up, y'all. So we'll just
you
do
call
a
me and
two.
I can give you call me and I can give you Eric's email.
Okay.
And you can. I don't know what you need to do. I don't see this new stuff. I don't know nothing about it.
Well, I've got Eric's email. I just need to send a reminder link. I'll just do that. I'll do that probably tonight or tomorrow. Send him a reminder to everybody if you missed anybody. Here's the link to the show. I'll do something like that. Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. What's
all right,
about this flavor song?
Well, here it is. I'm going to play it. And, Robert, listen, I want to thank you, Donna. I'm going to mute you, and I'm just going to go ahead and play a favorite song. Donna, you need to be quiet because, actually, I can't mute you.
Okay.
Well, yes, I can. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song. This is her favorite song. And, Robert, again, thank you. I promise you I will try my best to heed the words you're saying because I know it does line up with Scripture, and that's important to me. I'm not just talking to make a show or something. This is very important, and that's why I'm doing this show, because I know you got something to say. I know you have something to say, and I think Amy Naomi have something to say, and I think a lot of the people in the family definitely have something to say. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Y'all, this is Aunt Robbie's. Aunt Robbie, again, thank you for stopping by, okay?
Yes.
Love
all
you,
right.
Robbie.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hello, I'm Brian Wolf, and I'm your host for today's video gospel.
There's a man.